Welcome to the Weekend Analysis on Talking Auckland. If you can hear a bit of background noise at the moment, it's just another typical Saturday out in Papakura in southern Auckland as people go about mowing the lawns, doing the edges, tending to the gardens, or later on this afternoon, tending to their barbecues. Now, while the pundits and press gallery and parliamentary people and the mainstream media and the bloggers and the central politics blogosphere all get caught up in ethics and so on, which bore the crap out of just about anyone, the blogosphere, mainstream media, and local government in Auckland have been busy covering the issues, especially one that cropped up yesterday from the mayoral office, that being that the mayor will be putting an amendment forward at an extraordinary governing body meeting on Tuesday at council to have the CRL, City Rail Link, main project start date, the main project being the tunnel boring. If you hear the enabling works term, that's the cut and cover part from Britomart to and then up Albert Street as far as Wingingham Street, which is a cut and cover trench. But the main project itself is, would be pushed back from a 2015-2016 start date to a 2018-2019 start date, while the enabling works continue as is at a price tag of about $400 million, the money we do have. We don't have the money yet for the main project, but the enabling works continues to coincide with precincts redevelopment work, which is meant to start sometime next year, if not 2016 in itself. Now, the presser about the mayor seeking the amendment for Tuesday landed in our inboxes, and straight away we were all on Twitter, bloggers, the local government bloggers, and the MSM. We were all on Twitter talking about it, and within about an hour or so, we all got our respective posts up. So that's the while central political pundits all get themselves tied up, and not least your local government ones are working efficiently for you. But in any case, back to the amendment at hand, and to the presser and to the blog post, which I'll link back for historic reference. Basically, what's happened after discussions with Audit New Zealand, which has to go through the draft LTP, long-term plan, the master budget document for 2015 to the 2025 year. Audit New Zealand has displayed concerns about funding aspects, and as a result, the mayor has finally compromised after being told long to do so. The main big push would have been just after the election, and especially in the blog post I wrote spelling out what would happen to the CRL, but due to the government basically saying it is still saying 2020 solid, but it is very open to 2018 start date, and I say all things considered, it's still going to continue with the 2018 start date for the main project. But as Audit New Zealand has made a ruling and the council must oblige, the mayor will be putting an amendment forward to push the main project back to the 2018 timeframe. And just a quick correction, I said $400 million for the enabling works. It looks like, according to the documents, it's actually $280 million, which the enabling work still continues next year and would be completed on 2018, bang, in time for the main project to start anyway. So in context first, what had happened is there were three options put to the LTP, which the governing body voted on and would take to us into the consultation. Basically, before Audit New Zealand made its ruling, governing body went with option one, that government funding starts in 2015-2016 and the project can proceed on the original timelines. Excuse me, that was shit show and hell happening. I don't know why that even ended up in the LTP document that we get consulted on next year in the first place. So the mayor has put an amendment forward after Audit New Zealand finally poured cold water over it. The mayor could have taken the hint soon after Minister for Transport Simon Bridges indicated 2018 after NTTA gave him a briefing supporting the 2018 timeframe. But the option the mayor is now going for is option two, so he will be consulted on with option two, which is government funding starts 2018-2019. Enabling works only in the next 3 years, and then full construction starting 2018-2019. The third option was government starts on its timeline of 2020, with enabling works happening next year, I don't think that option is going to happen. It's more likely to be option two. So as we work on, basically, after the Audit New Zealand went over the document, the LTP, it's basically said that due to funding uncertainties, and this is now the council being the authors and victims of its own demise, we will be consulted on whether we want to go basically option two or even option three. And then further down it has how the financial impacts state out, which is somewhat minor, although it can be made better if the council sought its alternative funding sources a little bit better than what it is. Our alternative funding meaning not using tolls, extra rates of taxes, but things like ground rent, lease and leases from the land that they've owned and developed, which I've mentioned many times before, and could be done with development around the city rail link stations, as well as Lot 59 in Manukau. So, as a result of this, what's happened? Well, we've had both sides of the woodwork come out. Both are as bad as each other. We've had councillors on the opposition side, so the Woods, the Quaxes, and the Bruins coming out saying, a case of told you so. Well, it's not a case of... Well, it is in part of the Auditor General making its ruling, but it's not a told you so on as far as the 2020 start date at the moment. For the other side, they've gone up in arms, and we have a round of teeth gnashing. Now, to be fair, Transport Blog, when they read the ministerial briefing to the Minister from NZTA, they moved their viewpoint from an absolute 2015-2016 start date for main and enabling works to a 2018 timeframe, a timeframe I've always supported, owing to the fact that we still haven't lined up land acquisition, the machinery, the engineering, and the design aspects for the main project. And by the time we do so, the 2018 start date is the minimum feasible date anyway. So to be fair to the Transport Blog writers, they, after the briefing from NZTA, they do support the 2018 start date owing to geoengineering and planning complexities, whereas I've supported the 2018 timeframe, and I have done so basically since I wrote my Auckland Plan submission 3 years ago, on the basis of getting our financials sorted and giving us the extra 3 years to get our financials all sorted out by the time the main project starts in 2018, and then later on the engineering side, when it was discovered we wouldn't be ready to 2018 anyhow, even at maximum speed. So at the end of the day, this is no loss to Auckland, not if the engineering side was concerned by anyway, the enabling works still continue, and we now have an extra 3 years to get our financials fully sorted. So at the end of the day, this is a technical and actually a strategic win for Auckland. It is a good compromise, although one that was going to happen in any case, the 2018 time frame. Yes, the completion date is not due to 2023. I had it originally at 2025, owing to rail fallacy rules and a couple of other things. But to deal with congestion issues that might the extra congestion issues that might have resulted in the next 3 to 5 years of delay, of completion delay, there were quick wins around both the bus network and the rail network we could have used to mitigate off most of the extra congestion issues that we would have faced. Again, I've written this in my Auckland Plan submission, and it seems all of a sudden, despite my fact my plans and presentations just gathered dust, council was realizing in its own right, whoops, maybe it was a good idea. But small quick wins like the Manukau South Link, which would encourage Manukau to develop, sending southern Auckland commutes mainly to its industrial complexes in the proximity anyway, crossovers between the major stations to allow trains to run around, say, disabled trains or slower moving trains. Of course, more bus lanes, maybe kickstarting the Northwestern Busway to help the buses get moving around a bit quicker. and make them more attractive. And of course, things like upgrading the signalling and the trains to a level where you can run trains literally at every 5 minutes past the set 5 minute frequencies. Although that doesn't help with their congestion issues in Britomart in itself, there are other ways around, such as bringing the south to west services online early. So that's Papakura to Henderson via Newmarket. And those wanting to continue on to Britomart can transfer at Newmarket using an Onehunga service in any case, which would be running at some good frequencies, especially if we brought the Te Papapa loop online and electrified, which will allow trains more trains to operate in the Onehunga section between Penrose and Onehunga anyhow. So the issues about extra congestion over the next 5 years between 2020 and 2025 can be easily solved with quick wins, such as more rail crossovers, running south-west services on the heavy rail network, and of course AT hurrying up with more bus lanes and bus priorities than current. So at the end of the day, we can mitigate around this while still getting the win of the 2018 start date, which allows us to get our engineering sorted, but more specifically allows us to get our financials better sorted, an extra 3 years, which means, in my eyes, in my opinion, it allows the Development Auckland CCO, if given full weight and we stop flogging off our council land like we did in Manukau, which I'll make another push next year to get it back, we can get the alternative revenue sources up through leasing and ground renting, through building up our asset bases, to provide a constant extra source of revenue to supplement the rating base, to fund the CRL in time for the 2018 start date, and us starting to pay back for the project around the completion date of 2023, because we start paying back for the CapEx, the building of the project, once it starts going into operation, plus the OpEx as well, which was looking at $90 million, $30 million for the CRL itself, and $60 million in financial costs. So we have that extra time to get everything sorted out to Audit New Zealand's satisfaction, and the government's satisfaction, and having those sources that do not rely on tolls, taxes, rates, but rather revenue streams from our built-up asset bases, such as the port, the airport, and council property, with good developments over them, which would encourage better patronage and for both the public transport network and for the urban development around it anyway, like Manukau, as I'm going to cover tomorrow in the Sunday roast around the Wero whitewater rafting project, which I've taken a begrudging acceptance, despite the $40 million price tag we got lugged with, will be of benefit to Manukau, although we need to do a little bit more things first to turn Manukau City Centre into the tourist, retail, office, education mecca needed to support what's going on down at the Wero project, just down the Great South Road on the other side of State Highway 20. More on that tomorrow. But for now, the mayor moving back the main project start line to 2018. About time, Len. Took long enough after you were long warned. And it's a shame that you had to wait for the Auditor General and Audit New Zealand to force your hand, where you could have done it properly as soon after it was confirmed we had a national government and Minister Bridges was brought in and NCTA gave its briefing. I wonder what else we can get the council to finally compromise on for the sanity and sanctity and for the betterness and the affordability of Auckland. We'll soon see, because it seems I can brush off everything I've put forward to council and give them a bit of a whack around to get things better sorted than what we currently have. So, light yet at the end of the tunnel. Just remember, the 2018 start date is still a win, and to deal with any extra congestion issues we might have in the delayed completion date can be done through quick wins such as extra turnouts on the rail network, Manukau South Link, south to west services, direct services, and of course plenty more bus lanes.